give you a song about Edward the Young. Lived in the day by the might of his tongue, working his words in the markets of song, never dividing the right from the wrong. Edward the Young, Edward the Young, broke every promise he profited from. Edward the Young, Edward the Young, never remaining to reap what would come. He traveled the world on mountain and sea, spending his riches as soon as could be, eating the finest of flesh and of vine, drinking of many a better man's wine, wiping his chin on the finest of sleeves, but never misjudging the moment to leave. Edward the Young, Edward the Young, people would swear he was lucky or dumb. Edward the Young, Edward the Young, always too late would they see what he'd done. For many a year lived he in this way, never a landlord or bill did he pay, till some fateful judgment did Edward befall. And this is the tale I'll relate to you all. It was in the summer, just after the war, with all of the sailors returning to shore, and Edward was neatly ensconced and ensnared in love and in debt of a war widow's care. Edward the Young, Edward the Young, sooner or later 'twas sure bound to come. Edward the Young, Edward the Young, this is the way that his way was undone. Her name was Lucia, she lived in the town, and thinking her husband was deep underground, she opened her cupboards and opened her thighs, that wily young Edward might eat what's inside. Her offer he took for a good many weeks, but then early one morning the hallway did creak, and there in the dark of the bedchamber's door stood the tall form of her man from the war. Edward the Young, Edward the Young, back from the war did his reckoning come. Edward the Young, Edward the Young, caught with another man's wife on his tongue. My husband Rodolfo, did Lucia cry? I thought in the trenches of France did you die? But answer her not, did the man in the door, but turned his attention to Ed on the floor. He said, for many a year I have fought in the war, and after the armistice came back to shore, returning to tend to my false-hearted wife, I plan to resign her the rest of my life. But now you have taken my wife in my bed, and so I will leave you with her in my stead. But I'll make you this promise, that ere you should leave the side of Lucia, your manhood I'll cleave. Edward the Young, Edward the Young, seems that his race has been finally run. Edward the Young, Edward the Young, all of his rambling days are now done. house to this day, working and slaving his whole life away. No longer roaming, no longer free, till Edward will deadwardly finally be. My name is Lucia, the wife in that song. You may not remember, I wasn't there long. I spoke but a word and then never more, and functioned therein more or less as a whore. Partly a lover, partly a wife, but never allotted a brain or a life. So much is expected, for when women are writ by the hand of a man, they aren't more than a tit. To feed on, to fight for, to bind and betray, to dream of and flee from with nothing to say. Edward the Young, Edward the Young, typical man in a typical song. Edward the Young, Edward the Young, punished for keeping a woman too long. If women must serve as a mere conduit for men to relate to each other, I quit. So finish the story of Edward alone. I'll head off and write me a song of my own. Lucia's free, Lucia's free, out from beneath all your misogyny. Lucia's free, Lucia's free, tired of being a male fantasy. But this is all bullshit, this woman's complaint, writ by a man who is far from a saint. He thought he could cleverly rewrite his wrongs by refusing to end this ridiculous song. Edward the Young, Edward the Young, thinly disguising my own mother's son. Edward the Young, Edward the Young, now is the time when the song's really done.